I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Good evening and welcome to Monsters Among Us Jr. I am your guide, Derek Hayes. I'll be joined shortly by my cohort, Delaney Meemaw Bowers, here in a moment. And boy, do we have an episode for you. Some ghosts, some UFOs, and a creature we've yet to identify. And it's with that last story that we begin this evening. Join me in welcoming Ella from Washington State to tonight's program.
Hi, Derek. My name is Ella. I currently live in Washington, and I'm calling to report something that I witnessed when I was about 5 or 6 years old. So my family is military, and we lived in Wichita at the time. And I shared a room with my little sister, who is about 4 years younger than me. So some weird reason, I woke up in the middle of the night. I don't know what time it was, but it was dark in my room. My sister was asleep beneath me in the bottom bunk of our bunk bed. And in our room, we had a little train table in the middle. So I looked over there and I saw a little black blob. I don't know what it was, but it was there. And we had a nightlight, so it wasn't that dark. It was light enough that I could see it, but too dark to make out any features other than it was black and about 2 to 3 inches long and 1 to 2 inches wide. And it was running around the table. We did not have rats or mice or any kind of rodents in our house at the time. And ever since that night, every night I had saw it until we moved out. And ever since then, I've been seeing weird black objects. Like, I've seen something that looks like a black baby horse running into a patch of trees. But when I looked over, when we got closer, and it wasn't there anymore. There were no tracks, nothing. There was also an incident where me and my mom were driving, and I saw something that looked like a black foxtail jump over a fence. But when we drove past the fence, I didn't see anything. And I just thought I would send this in because I heard Mowgli's story from season 7, episode 14. And it reminded me of my experience. And yeah, a longtime listener, first time caller. Love the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Ella. Now that's a pretty fun entry. What was that little thing? And I'm so glad that you'd mentioned you'd never seen a rat in your home, Ella. Because if I'm honest, that was my very first guess. You know, even huge rats can squeeze through a hole no bigger than a quarter. And they reproduce at an incredible rate. So if you have one in your home, chances are real good there are more. But if Ella says that's not what it was, we gotta take her word for it. But Ella did mention a story that I shared a long time ago over on our main show, Monsters Among Us podcast. It was a submission by Mowgli in California. And as she said, it was featured on Season 7, Episode 14. Now here's Mowgli's full call, just so you can hear what inspired Ella to share her story.
Hello, I am Mowgli from Concord, California. I have a story about when I was 4 years old. I was in my mom's bed. I woke up and I saw these tiny shadow figures, and they were walking all over the place, and they went into the window. Keep up the good work and see you next episode.
Thank you again, Mowgli, for calling. Now, just a few months ago, over on the main Monsters Among Us podcast, I shared a story from a man named Eric in Colorado, who also described something very similar. Now here is a small portion of his call. Tell me if you think it matches what Mowgli and Ella experienced.
And look up, and there's dark form. It was almost like a blobbish form, and it was about 3 feet tall, and then touching the carpet below, and then it stopped me in my tracks. I sat there and just stared and was kind of dumbfounded for a little bit. I was like, okay, yeah, maybe it's just a dark spot in my vision, but it blocked out the door frame. And then after about 5 seconds, it just moves directly to the left toward the other corner of that junction that I can't see. It just goes straight left really quickly. And I sat there for a minute.
Now, as if that wasn't coincidental enough, get this. Just a few weeks ago, I shared another call, this one from a man named Steve in South Carolina, that also seemed to describe the exact same thing. Here is a short portion of his call as well.
I was sleeping one night, and I woke up, and I looked towards the corner of the room, and I saw something looking over where I have some fossil shark teeth, literally like observing or whatever it was doing. And as soon as I came to and looked over, it just kind of zipped out the window as fast as you can possibly move. And I have no idea what it was.
When you get one entry like this, it's always interesting. Now two starts to form a bit of a pattern. Three is a pattern. But four, well, that's sus, as the kids say. Well, I can tell you, Ella, that story was no cap. So we thank you for calling it in. Now, kids, if you have a story you would like to share here on the program, give our hotline a call. 833-MAU-KIDS. That's 833-MAU-KIDS. Or send us a voice memo to our email at monstersamongusjr@gmail.com. And don't forget the rules. Get your parents' permission before you call. Call us from a quiet place. No moving cars or loud lunchrooms. Keep it short, 2 minutes or less per tale. And true tales only. Save the creepypastas and ghost stories for another podcast. Please. Now that's 833-MAU-KIDS, and we hope to hear from you today. Because that's where we get stories like Jasper's here, out of the state of Utah.
Okay, my name is Jasper from Utah, and I have a story for you. My dad heard fireworks, so he came to get me, and we went outside to look. We didn't see fireworks, but we did see 3 lights in the sky in the shape of a triangle. Because my dad listens to the grown-up podcast, he said it looked like a UFO. We went to the front yard to see it better, but it wasn't there, so we went to the back, and it was there again. Thanks for the show.
Thank you, Jasper. It sounds like what you and your dad saw was one of these classic black triangle UFOs. Now, they're seen all over the U.S. and throughout different parts of the world. Now, they're often reported to be huge, the size of a small town, some people say. Usually black in color with a light on each corner, creating the triangle shape. The same shape that Jasper and his father witnessed that night. So a big old thanks to Jasper for calling in his experience. I always love a good black triangle UFO story.
The answer is where you need to be all day on the first.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
3-point contest. Whoever makes the most of 100 wins.
All right, that was your moment.
Now it's time for me to take off, but have no fear. The MAU Meemaw is here. I officially transfer the remainder of this episode to Delaney Bowers.
Roger that, Derek Hayes. You know, listeners, if you've ever wondered why they call me the MAU Meemaw, it's because I love butterscotch candies, driving below the speed limit, crossword puzzles, and going to bed by 9 p.m. So I thought we'd share some calls featuring our yeyes and papus, our babushkas and dadushkas, our omas and opas, or our grandmas and grandpas. Up first is Noah from America's Hat. That's Canada. What you got, Noah?
Hey guys, I just wanted to call in. My name is Noah and I'm from Canada, and my mom introduced this show to me, and me and her listen to it whenever we're in the car to like get up groceries and other stuff. But yeah, I just wanted to call in because sometimes ever since my papa died, I sometimes see shadows or like white things that are like floating or gray like fragments. Or just a black figure, like a pitch black figure. I've only seen a pitch black figure once. But, yeah, I just wanted to call in just to tell that. I thought it was pretty interesting. So, yeah, see ya.
Noah, what a comforting thought that your grandpa would revisit you as a white ray of light. See, in the field of paranormal studies, it's often thought that white light symbolizes protection, positive energy, or the presence of a guardian angel. So even though your grandpa is no longer on this earthly plane of existence, it sounds like his spirit is always close by. Thanks for calling in, friend. And now it's time to give a little love to our nonas, abuelas, and lolas. Here to help us is Reese from Texas. Welcome to the show, Reese.
Hi, my name is Reese, and I am a kid, 14 years old, from Texas, and I love your podcast. It's amazing. I listen to it every day. So 3 weeks after my grandma died, we had her viewing, which was open casket, and we could view her, like, passed away then. basically. I'm trying not to just put it out there, but it was weird. So after the viewing, we went to Waffle House, my grandma's favorite restaurant, and ate some dinner. And then we went home. Well, that night I went to sleep, and I had a dream that I was sitting in her viewing room by myself, and she sat up in the casket, and she came and sat next to me and said, "Reese, you will be okay. I want you to be a good boy, and I want you to take care of your mom and your sister and your grandpa. Your grandpa's going to need your help." And I said, "Meme," because we called her Meme, which Meme is French for grandma in France. Yeah, then she just went back, got in her casket, and laid back down. So I woke up the next morning, and I told my mom about this, and it was weird because she had the same dream, and so did my sister. Same exact thing, just different words towards my mom and my sister. And it was weird, but we thought of it as maybe it was a sign of our subconscious telling us she'll be all right. Thank you for the podcast. I love it. It's amazing. Have a good day. Bye.
Well, consider me scattered, smothered, covered in chunked, Reese. What a fascinating story. The type of dream you experienced is often referred to as a visitation dream. Visitation dreams can be an incredibly important part of the grieving process as your brain works to sort out the big and sometimes complicated emotions that come along with losing someone you cared about so deeply. Visitation dreams can occur immediately after the death of a loved one, or sometimes they can happen years later. There hasn't been much scientific research on the phenomenon of visitation dreams, but they have been documented across cultures and throughout history. How sweet that your mamé was able to share a thoughtful piece of advice with you. And how cool that your mom and sister were also able to experience the same thing. I think that gives even more weight and meaning to your visitation dream. As always, we appreciate the call, Reese. And that does it, MAU Junior listeners. Derek and I will be back next week with more stories of the bizarre, the nearly unbelievable, and the highly strange. Until we meet again, happy hauntings, hooligans. MAU Junior is written and produced by Derek Hayes and Delaney Bowers. Copyright, Red Crow Media. Additional support is provided by Sarah Carter Hayes. All media used in this production is done so under the protection of fair use. Give us a follow on our Instagram and Facebook pages. Just search MAU Junior to find us. And while you're at it, leave us a rate and review. That will really help others find the show. Tonight's score was provided by Iron Cthulhu Apocalypse, Co.ag Music, and Carl Casey at White Bat Audio. And finally, the Monsters Among Us Junior theme was written and produced by Ali Mamarian.